I'm coming in.
Okay, I'm covering my eyes in case you're jacking off in here, even though you don't cover your eyes when you barge into my room. Aww, you're not jacking off? Damn, I was so excited to finally get you back for all those times you've walked in on me masturbating. Dude, why do you look so sad? And why are you in bed without a shirt on? And are you sure you weren't masturbating? Because the little buddy there looks like he's trying to wave at me through those sweatpants. Ugh, I know you hate it when I call your dick little buddy. And that is exactly why I will exclusively refer to it that way for the rest of our lives. Well, you can't just tell me you hate something and expect me to not use that against you. That's crazy. I mean, you should really know me better than that by now. But seriously, what the hell is going on? Okay. What? Why are you sad about sending a dick pic? That's great. Unless... Okay, she did ask for it though, right? Okay, thank God. Well, because there's nothing less arousing than an unsolicited dick pic. Well then, what's the weird pity party about? A girl likes you enough to ask for a picture of your dick, which seems like a huge win to me. Wait. She never responded? Well, maybe she got busy. Or she could have fallen asleep earlier or something. Oh. She's been tweeting the whole time. Yikes. Okay, let me see the photo you sent. Ugh, come on. Well, I just want to see if it was bad enough to warrant ignoring you, or if there's something else going on. And if it's bad, I can help you improve. All dick pics are not created equal, you know? No. I think you think I'm talking about the dicks themselves, or the people with the dicks. But I'm not. I'm talking about the photographic composition of the pictures. Okay, listen up. There's this idea that people want pictures of the perfect dick, but that's ridiculous, right? I mean, dick size or shape, or things like whether you have abs or not. All of that is irrelevant. Yeah. I mean, like, I firmly believe that all bodies are beautiful, and all dicks are beautiful, but all dick pics are not. Yeah. Okay. Like, there are so many things that go into realizing your dick's full photogenic potential. Just... Oh my god. Fuck, just show me what you sent, and I can look at it objectively and give you some friendly, constructive feedback. No, I'm dead serious. I am an expert when it comes to dick pics. I used to do critiques all the time in college. No, it's a thing. Like, it's totally a thing. Yeah, this woman... Madeline Holden, ran a blog. It's called Critique My Dick Pic, and she would charge people for honest feedback on their sex. So she ran through all the important factors, like lighting, setting, angles, the hand placement, especially the hand placement. That can go such a long fucking way. Yeah, and I firmly believed in spreading the gospel, so... I started offering critiques too. I mean, it was kind of like a public service project, you know? I mean, at the time, dick pics were abundant, but very low in quality. I always went out of my way to be kind in my critiques, and I would never criticize the dick itself. Just, you know, the presentation. It was fun, yeah. I helped a lot of people raise their dick pic game substantially. And I haven't had a chance to use my skills in years. So, please, just let me show off this one insanely specific, mostly useless skill and help you. Please. Come on. Like, if you let me help you, I promise I will never call your dick little buddy again. Yes! okay, cool, awesome. Although I'm sad that I'll have to let go of little buddy, but I think it's a fair trade-off. Okay, all right, hand it over. Let's see what we're working with here. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's not great. I mean, okay, the first picture that you sent of the boxers, that one's not as bad. Dick prints? Sorry. Pictures where you can see the outline of a dick through clothing are almost always hotter than, like, straight up naked dicks. Yeah. Like, okay, a full-blown dick can be a little aggressive, but dick prints have this inviting quality about them, you know? Keep a little mystery. And, I don't think you know your angles. And it would have been much better if you had used your hands. But the lighting is nice. And you framed the dick quite well. And I can see that she agreed. I mean, she responded positively to the dick print shot and asked you for more. But then... okay, and I promise to be objective, so I will just objectively say, bro, this dick pic is terrible. Okay, so you sent her what we refer to as the log. Okay, the log is the most common form of dick pic and also the least erotic. It's an overhead, close-up shot where the dick takes up most of the frame. There's no teasing, no action, nothing at all really sexual about it. You know, besides the fact that it's a dick, it's just kind of like, yoinks, there it is, you know? Yeah, I said yoinks, fuck off. It's not offensively bad, it's just lazy, boring. And you are neither lazy nor boring, so your dick pic shouldn't be either. Like, okay, for example, right now I can see the outline of your dick in your gray sweatpants, and that is way hotter than this picture. Actually, if you just gripped your dick, that would be an excellent dick pic. I've got your phone. And I'm gonna be way better than you at finding the right angles anyway. What? Well, I said I would help you. And this is me, helping. I'm the expert here, remember? Just do as I say. And... fuck yeah. See? Just like that. Okay, turn your hand a little so like your dick really strains against the fabric. There we go. That's more like it. Don't look at me like that. It's like Drake says, you gotta hit them angles, you know? And you don't want to disappoint the pride of Toronto, our champagne poppy, Drake, do you? Good. Okay, now lay down and let me take a shot from right here. Just on the edge of the bed. The sheets are lightly rumpled, which creates atmosphere. The colors are vibrant, but not overwhelming. And I can get a generous portion of your body in the shot. Oh yes, that is great. I am loving your dick from this angle, by the way. Okay, now let's try, okay, this is gonna sound weird, but I feel like you might not be as hard as you were earlier. And dick pics should always be taken when fully erect. So maybe we should... I just had a great fucking idea. You are not ready for this. Okay, stroke yourself over your pants and I'll record it. And then later you could turn it into a GIF and don't give me that look. Expert here, remember? Trust me, women love those kinds of gifts. Like, they're my personal favorite subgenre of dick pics. And I've already seen your dick, so there's no point in being bashful now. Uh-huh, there you go. Thank you for following instructions, and... Damn, that is so much hotter than your pictures were. Alright, now it's time for the good stuff. Pants off, motherfucker. Too aggressive? Sorry. Of course, I'm sure. Like I said, I've already seen your dick, so... Man. That picture really sold you short. You have a spectacular dick. Like, the angle wasn't doing it any favors, but looking at it like this, that poor girl doesn't know what she's missing out on. Alright, fuck. Let's get some shots. Hey, you can't just lie there. Well, I told you hand placement is very important for dick pics. So, stroke your cock for me? No, not like that. Remember, you're not doing this to get off. You're doing it to arouse a woman. So, tease yourself a little. The way that you want her to tease you. You know exactly what I mean. I mean, hasn't a girl ever just lightly ran the tips of her fingers over you? Slowly making her way from the base of your cock all the way up to the head. Then played with you a little. Wrapped her fingers around you. Just enough to feel your dick starts to get hard beneath her hands. But gently. Because she really wants to feel you get hard in her mouth. God, there's nothing like that feeling. Fuck. I really want to suck your cock right now. Like, okay, I know that we agreed when we moved in together that we wouldn't complicate things by having sex, but we can do this without getting weird, right? I mean, we're friends, and we're both mature, responsible, kind of adult. And I just really want to give you a blowjob. So, please. And I'm not exactly the begging type, but... Oh, thank God. Okay, fuck. Alright, I really thought you were going to make me beg there. Okay, no. Wait, don't sit up. I mean, like I said, I love seeing you at that angle. Lay back down. Here. Take your phone so I can climb up onto the bed. And, you know, it's a shame we didn't get any good shots of this lovely, hard cock without your pants in the way. It really deserves to be captured accurately, you know? Open the camera. We'll do it right now. Yeah. Take a photo of your cock like this, from your point of view, with me on my knees between your legs, wrapping my hands around the base. Or, even better, I'll flip my skirt up and bring my face down and arch my back so you can see my ass in the picture. Ooh. You know what? I could even kiss the head a few times, you know, just to really sell the shot. How's that? Sexy, right? See? I told you I could help. Okay, now... Switch it to video for me? Yeah. I'd love to have a gif of me just staring directly into the camera as I lick your cock for the very first time. have that little noise you just made. Make it again for me. I've dreamed of wrapping my lips around this cock since the moment that we met. You were wearing those same gray sweatpants the day I moved in. And I just couldn't stop thinking about it. Oh, wait, no. Don't try to push my head down, but you can pull my hair if you like. But remember, I'm the expert here, so you follow my instructions. And you don't get to set the pace. I do. Do you understand? Good boy. See how good it is when you follow my instructions. If you had a condom, you could just calm him in my pussy.
Okay, I guess we're going with the second option. Cool. Alright, sick.
I'll just get undressed then while you look for one.
Fuck. Oh my fucking god. I did not realize I was this wet.
You got the condom? Good. Now lay back down so I can ride the fuck out of you.
Okay, playing the playlist. Riding the fuck out of you.
Dying to lower myself onto this cock for so fucking long. God, that is so fucking good. Every time I've touched myself since I moved in, this is what I've imagined. You lying underneath me while I bounced up and down on your dick like this. This perfect fucking dick. You were made for me. And if I lean forward and back, balance my hands in your chest. I bet that you can hit that spot right. All those times you walked in on me using my toys, I kept waiting for you to take the hint, to take me, but I should have realized that you needed me to take the first step. You needed some guidance from an expert. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah. Good. Cause I'm gonna come all over your cock butt. Don't come until I say so, okay? Just remember, you're following my instructions, so we're gonna come together, okay? Good boy. I'm gonna ride you even harder, okay? I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe we waited this long. We wasted so much fucking time, but we're gonna make up for that now, aren't we? Yes, that feels perfect. I'm gonna ride you as fast as I can, okay? You feel perfect. This is perfect. Oh god, fuck, I'm gonna come. Come for me. Come with me, please. Please, yes. Yes, that's it. Come for me.
So that happened. What? Oh, no, when I offered to help, I was not expecting this to happen. I mean, all that stuff I said before was true. I really do enjoy critiquing dick pics, and yours were terrible. But I was really just trying to be a good friend, I swear. Which reminds me, we still don't have a good shot of you holding your cock, do we? Hand me your phone. Let's see if we can capture little buddy in his full glory, shall we?